And now it's time for Information Desk, our section that lets you know what is going on, what's coming up, and how to keep in contact. Our first item is from Derek Heffer of the Norwich Support Group of the Macular Society. The next phone-in conference will be held on Friday the 11th of September from 12:30 p.m. The event will focus on the finances of the Society. Like many other charities, they are taking a bit of a burden at this present time, and therefore planned research programmes are having to be closed down. The main speaker at this event will be Kathy Yelf, the Chief Executive of the Society. For members and anyone else who has macular disease, the number to ring for the telephone conference is 01264 560282. That is 01264 560282. You will be asked for an entry number. You will need to press 1 to enter the conference. As usual, if you have any queries or feedback, please ring Derek Heffer on 01603 861554. That's 01603 861554. Derek is happy to talk to anyone who has macular problems, whether they belong to the Macular Society or not.
We next have messages from Mark Smith of Vision Norfolk. The next couple of phone-based meetings we have coming up for the Norwich Book Club is at 1:30 on Monday the 14th of September, followed a day later on Tuesday the 15th of September at 2 p.m. for the Creative Writing Group. If anyone would like to join these secure meetings, either on a landline phone or with an online link if they have a compatible Wi-Fi device, please give me a call on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216, and I can supply the necessary details. There are also audiobooks on CD, which we have available for free loan if anyone would like to borrow them, and they can be posted out as articles for the blind. The titles available are as follows: Geoffrey Archer, A Prisoner of Birth and Paths of Glory; Stieg Larsson, The Girl Who Played with Fire and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo; Dan Brown, The Lost Symbol, The Da Vinci Code and Deception Point; Sebastian Fonks, Devil May Care; John Grisham, The Associate and The Innocent Man; Wilbur Smith, The Triumph of the Sun; P.D. James, The Private Patient; Stella Remington, Secret Asset; and R.D. Wingfield, A Killing Frost. If anyone would like to have further details, or if anyone would like a copy of this month's audiobook on a USB memory stick or an MP3 CD, please get in touch with Mark Smith on 01603 973 216. That's 01603 973 216.
Finally, we have information from the Norfolk and Waveney Health and Care Partnership about the RESPECT initiative. The National Recommended Summary Plan for Emergency Care and Treatment, or the RESPECT initiative, was launched in Norfolk in March 2020, just before the UK went into lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Although take-up of RESPECT has started, there is still the need to raise awareness about the initiative and encourage everyone to start thinking about having the conversation. RESPECT is a personalised process to plan a person's clinical care in the event of a future emergency. It results in a document that contains the person's wishes and care preferences, along with the appropriate clinical recommendations. It will also record when a Do Not Attempt Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation or a DNA CPR decision has been made, but it is important to note that a person can have a completed respect form and still be for CPR. For further information, including frequently asked questions, please go to the website resus.org.uk/respect. That's resus.org.uk/RESPECT. Respect can be for anyone of any age. It is most likely to benefit people with complex health needs or at risk of sudden collapse or cardiac arrest, or nearing the end of their lives, or who want to record their preferences for any reason. At present, conversations with those living with serious illness tends to focus solely on decisions relating to cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, which can result in misunderstandings about treatment plans. There is variation across Norfolk and Waveney in how these decisions are documented. Few people go on to discuss what other types of care they would or would not want in an emergency situation. The RESPECT process has been developed by the Resuscitation Council UK collaboratively with many organisations, including patients, the public, and the Royal Colleges, with the intention of designing a process that is more acceptable to patients and that standardised processes and documentations across organisational boundaries. The Norfolk and Waveney team really want to hear how they can encourage people to have that conversation. Maybe you could think about starting the conversation with your own friends and family. Go to the following website for more information: Norfolk and Waveney partnership.org.uk/get-involved/opportunities. That's Norfolk and Waveney partnership.org.uk/get-involved/opportunities. Alternatively, you could ask your GP about the RESPECT initiative. And that's all from Information Desk.